You know, I share a lot of things about my personal life over being on air the many years I have. But what one thing I don't think I've ever shared, one of my hobbies is I'm the benevolent dictator of a committee called Save the World Committee. And we meet semi-regularly to solve all the problems of the world. So I just appreciate the director of the Registrar of Contractors coming in this morning and helping me pursue that vision and mission of mine, solving all the world's problems.
There you go.
Yeah, and we have some homeowners with some problems this morning.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the easy question, Mr. Fleetham. Somebody called and said he's in a manufactured home with a roofing issue. Do you deal with manufactured homes?
Well, there's a Department of Housing handles manufactured homes. If they have a complaint with work that was performed on their manufactured home by a properly licensed contractor, I would suggest that they file a complaint with the Arizona Registrar of Contractors.
Okay. Number one. Now, number two.
Okay.
This lady is
hitting 1,000, by the way. You're hitting 1,000 so far.
If I were king of the forest,
there
by the way.
There you go. There you go.
Okay. So this woman has a neighbor who is getting ready. She's hired a licensed contractor.
Okay.
And he is going to take a sliding glass door and replace that with a very large window.
Okay.
He has told the owner that they do not need a permit. The neighbor was very concerned, so she actually called the registrar and talked to someone, and they told her, absolutely, he does need it. So now this woman is in between her neighbor and this contractor, believing that a permit is needed. How does she discern that, and what should she do next?
Well, first, is she a homeowner? Is she the customer of this contractor, or is she just the neighbor?
She's a neighbor.
Firstly, I don't know how a neighbor would handle that.
Now, how about if that neighbor is a member of the HOA board?
Well, that's part of the HOA's responsibility.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming if it's community property. So replacing a window with a window that's the same size is probably wouldn't require a permit. But you'd still need to check with the municipality. But if you're taking an opening that say has a door that's 5 foot wide or 6 foot wide, and you're putting and then you're expanding that opening, then you undoubtedly would need a permit. I don't have the plans there, but the people to tell you whether you need the permit or not is the city that you're in. If you're in Scottsdale, call the city of Scottsdale. The contractor telling you he doesn't need a permit could raise a few red flags. Like, one, why would he say he doesn't need a permit when, if he's qualified, he would understand absolutely that he needs a permit if he's working on a load-bearing wall? And secondly, is the person that they're dealing with actually work for the contractor? Do they know that they work for the contractor? Does that contractor own that business? Or is he just somebody saying, I'm working under so-and-so's license, which is not allowed either? So if I were the homeowner, or the HOA, if it's a common wall that they're working on, I would call the municipality and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. Do we need a permit? And I can probably say, almost always need a permit.
I'm sorry about that. I can all but guarantee.
Yeah, absolutely.
The code says you have to have receptacles and light switches.
Oh, yeah.
Those are going to have to be moved.
That's what I was going to say. Even if you weren't going bigger, but you're going window to door,
right.
Code, you have to install a light switch inside and a light outside the door. Just that electrical.
That would be depending on the municipality. Each municipality interprets codes differently, right? Right? Because they do.
Now, I don't know any municipality that wouldn't require a code if I were going to stretch the load-bearing points of my exterior load-bearing wall from 6 feet to 14 feet.
So I think you know this. My family been licensed in Arizona since 1959. I'm not aware of that. So absolutely.
Director, we appreciate your time so much.
Thank you.
And your input.
Thank you, Rose.
And your wisdom. Do you want a radio show?
No. I'll just come on here. I'll sit over in the corner and just eat, just sit over and drink coffee.
Thanks a million for coming in, folks. Another hour of Rosie on the House. Feel free to get online now, and we'll queue you up as the first questions we take as we go into the third hour. 1-888-767-4348.